Welcome to the Arts and Antique Radio Show, where your host, nationally recognized certified appraiser Elizabeth Stewart, Santa Barbara's treasure sleuth, will help you put a value on the treasures in your own home.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
So let's find out. How valuable is it?
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. It's your chantress of everything valuable and beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. I have my good friend Alejandra Folguero to talk to us today about an event at the Center Stage Theater. And she's characterized it to me as fire and ice. And we're going to talk a little bit about why. But it's a tango event sponsored by Nomad Tango. And it's Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3 at the Center Stage Theater. And she has announced very kindly that if you're listening today and you would like to see the show, you can go onto the website for Nomad Tango and plug in Tango Love, all capitals, Tango Love, I love Tango, Tango Love. And you will receive a discount on your tickets. And first, I want to introduce my good friend, Alejandra. We call her Ale. And Ale is here as the founder of Nomad Tango. And I also have Camila Lima. And Camila is the producer, director of the you're not, Camila. Well, tell me what you are.
I'm the singer.
You're the singer. Of course you are. Why do I have, because I'm reading my notes wrong. Excuse me, Camila's the singer. This performance, which is a lovely couple that actually, Tomas and Jimena, won the Producers Award in Hollywood for the Hollywood Fringe. Not only that, the dancers have performed around the world, and they're dancing the Argentine tango. They were Jacob Pillow. They danced in Rome at Pope Francis's birthday party. Can you believe that? They're the sub-champions of the Buenos Aires Tango Dance Metropolitan Championship, where they beat out 200 dancing couples, finalists in Tango Dance World Championship. And they performed with the symphonies of Dallas, Edmonton, Michigan, Milwaukee. And their show is Tango Caliente, conducted by Grammy winner Jeff Tizek. Tomas himself not only is a dancer, but he's an author. And he wrote a book called Arte para la Vida, published in Argentina. And so we're going to talk with them in a little bit. But I think I'd really like Ale to introduce a little bit of what, and this has been going on, dear listeners, since COVID. Ale's been super active in the tango scene here in town. And Nomad Tango is just an event in and of itself. Ale hosts milongas, which are sort of interesting kinds of parties. And this is a special performance because it's actually in the theater. So Ale, will you tell us a little bit about, you characterize this as a fire and ice. You characterize this as magical realism. Tell us why.
Okay. I am so thrilled to be here. Thank you, Elizabeth. And also to bring this artist to town. I am really excited about this because this for me is a new level of tango, of the things I've done before. Because they are, this play is about love, but it is inspired by the life of Atahualpa Yupanqui, which is the most famous Argentine folklorist. And he was a poet, and he traveled the world, and he was in France. He had a really very rich life. He had to deal with a lot of political situations. So he has all the ups and downs of life in it. And so what Tomás and Jimena has done is take that life experience of this man and honor it by bringing us a love story that goes through all of that. And this is one of the things that tango is so well suited for, because tango is love and is that you're so beautiful, and it is also you betrayed me, and it's also you left me, and it's also I'm in pain and I miss my land or myself. It's all the feelings. And so it is it's told in a very kind of aesthetic language with just two dancers and a third artist that weaves through the story. And so it has small ingredients, but very symbolic, you know? And I think that's part of the using that symbology and then they use video and they use all kinds of effects so that it amplifies that it's talking in symbols and it's talking to your inner nature. And in that way, I see it as magical realism.
I had an opportunity to search out some of the performances. I saw them on YouTube, and Earth and Fire Walking, the little clip that the two dancers have done to sort of introduce us to the concept is just gorgeous. And, you know, I'm super excited myself that they're coming into town. I just want to mention that we have three artists that are performing. Special guests, obviously, the two dancers, Tomas Galvan and Ximena Herrera, and Camila Lima is actually with us today. And I want to introduce Camila because I think she was on with Rui. Was she not on with Rui? Yeah, when Rui was here in town. So Rui is a noted film composer and pianist and happens to be Ale's brother. And Rui was here not too long ago, and Camille was his soloist, and she is a gorgeous soprano, and she's performed in Europe, Argentina, United States. She's performed at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. She's performed at Carnegie Hall. I remember bragging on that because I thought, wow, I've got a Carnegie Hall singer right here in front of me. She starred in traditional operas and contemporary operas, popular music, and this, I got to laugh at this. She's performed at the Dia de los Muertos Festival at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. That's a famous thing that happens in the cemetery. And she's performed there. She's been in Santa Barbara with Ollie's brother, obviously, Rui Folguera. And she will be singing through the performance of Earth and Fire Walking. So it's a triple hitter. And I want to talk to Camila about how are you preparing for this? What will you sing? How do you integrate the voice with the dance? Tell me more.
So first of all, you mentioned Rui Folguera. So we have recordings of his piano. So I'm going to be singing to some of his piano recordings. And then I'm going to be singing some folklore and tango, obviously. And Ave Maria by Schubert. And I feel like I'm like the character that kind of narrates with the song, the words in the songs, which are not exactly what's happening, but the feeling, the mood of the songs. And my role, I think, is to kind of weave through the story and show how these two characters, Tomas and Ximena, navigate their relationship and their heartbreaks and their falling in love and you know, like Ale said, walking the walk of life and how things happen along life and how, you know, we move in our life from one place to another, from one mood to another, from one state of mind to another. And this is my role, sort of, you know, I embody kind of their relationship. And I feel like I kind of live through their love. I get to live their love. And so the preparation, we've been rehearsing, and I'm, you know, it's difficult for me to sing with a track because I usually sing with live music. But the good side of that is that I can use the track and memorize certain things and maybe work on little details and try to sort of choreograph the movements and the entrances and how to move around the stage. And Tomas helped me a lot with that, and Ximena too. They gave me hints of better do this, do that, this mood, we like it. And so, yeah, it's been a very fun experience. And I feel it brings together theater and dance and music and all together. It's a wonderful show.
You know, the little clip, I get it now, the little clip, the Earth and Fire Walking clip, and the little sort of précis of, you know, the overview of the all-encompassing kind of themes of life. I was just coming back, Ali, this'll get you. I was just coming back from, I was watching this as I was getting on the plane. I was in New York City at my uncle's funeral. My uncle died at 84 or so. And I was bringing my mom to her brother's funeral. She's 95. She can't walk anymore and she has trouble speaking. And I thought, wow, when I was looking at that, I was looking at the footwork and the capacity to use the body. And I think to myself, now I'm wheeling my 95-year-old mom to her brother's funeral, and this whole arc of life, kind of comes before you and says to you, dance while you can, sting while you can. Very, very, it was just an amazing moment for me because I'm watching these two gorgeous dancers and I'm saying goodbye to my mom at the same time. And it was so it's a pleasure. It's an actual pleasure. It's really very touching for me to watch Tomas and Jimena do this as I was kind of trying to grasp that, yeah, this is the natural pattern of life. It just is.
Yes.
And
You
anyway,
said it.
I would like to talk. I see Tomas and Jimena have joined us, and I want to talk to them about the dance itself. But I want to also just read before. Hey, Richard.
Yes,
I want
Elizabeth.
to, yeah, okay, Richard. I want to just read two paragraphs and then let's go to quick break and we'll talk to the performers after we get back. Ale's sent me a cheat sheet with some interesting reviews of the show before it is coming to Santa Barbara. And I quote a couple, the practiced intricate footwork is mesmerizing. Tomas and Jimena burn up the stage with fiery grace. It's a superb showcase of the most difficult discipline in dancing for a couple. That's a reviewer of Chairman Barnes. The precise, fervent attack, all perfectly matched, is full of beautiful moves in this piece, sharp and exact. And then an elongated pause where the next attack of heart leading body to move takes place. Their tango, Tomas and Jimena's tango, takes us through their urban life and the contrasting desert range of the Andes Mountains where they are from. And that's a review by Valerie Jean Miller for Broadway World. And this is being brought to you by Nomad Tango. Nomad Tango is committed to building and promoting the values of community, friendship, art, music, and dancing in Santa Barbara and other cities. And I have my good friend spearheading this, Ale Folguera, with us today. Ale writes in her on her website, and this is to all of my listeners, we invite you to join our community of tango and share this passion called tango. So like I said, if you're interested in the performance, it's Saturday at 7, this Saturday at Center Stage Theater, Sunday at 3. Go to Nomad Tango, plug in Tango Love. Like I love tango love, all caps, and Ali will give you a discount on your tickets. Richard, let's go to quick break. And then when we get back from the break, I want to introduce Tomas and Jimena to the show.
You're clear.
It's Elizabeth Stewart, and I'm speaking with my friend Alejandra Folguera. I'm speaking also with soprano Camila Lima. And now I want to introduce to Santa Barbara our two amazing dancers that are coming to perform at the Center Stage Theater Saturday, the 16th September, and Sunday, the 17th September. Saturdays at 7. And Sundays at 3, and it's not to be missed. And by the way, Ale was telling me during the break, a genius move If you're interested in meeting the dancers personally, she is hosting, along with her friend Rafaela, at a new studio for the tango called Magnetica. And this is going to be an ice cream social today from 4 to 6. And we're going to have an opportunity to meet Tomas and Imena and talk a little bit. There's going to be some tango playing, music playing. And if you want to dance, you can dance. Now, listen to this. This studio is in the old Sears building. You're going to go to the Airbus entrance. You're going to see a curtain rolled up. You're going to go in that curtain and you're going to discover a tango studio called Magnetica. And Ale is hosting this and you're welcome to come. Is there a charge, Ale?
No, this event is free. It's free. It's just a way to, you know, get together with friends, have ice cream. I love ice cream. And one thing is we put a lamp outside because I know it's hard. It's unmarked. The studio is unmarked. It's tango, guys. I mean, it's tango. So it's a little bit under. And we put a lamp outside. So I look for that.
Let me introduce Tomas and Gimena. They are two of the most requested artists in Argentine tango today. They've appeared in theaters around the world, receiving excellent reviews, as we've heard here, and lately seen at the Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival. They were honored with it. Now, this is just amazing to me. I had no idea that the Pope liked tango, but they were honored with an invitation to go to Rome to dance at Pope Francis's birthday party. Amazing. Sub-champions of the Buenos Aires Tango Dance Metropolitan Championship 2009. They beat out 200 couples. Finalists in the Tango Dance World Championship. They performed with the symphonies, well, their piece is Tango Caliente, performed with symphonies of Dallas, Edmonton, Michigan, and Milwaukee. And Tomas is also an author. He's written a book, Arte para la Vida, which is published in Argentina. And we have them today to talk with us about the dance. And Ale, would you introduce them to us?
Hi, hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Hello, Elizabeth. Hello there, how are you? We're very happy to see you here.
I don't know that I can say anything else. They're such lovely people, Elizabeth. They called me and said, you know, we like doing these things that are not exactly what everybody else does. And can we do it there? And I, of course, what do you say? I say, yes, Tomas, yes, come. And they did. And that's my introduction. They're amazing.
So tell us how, I mean, can you start us at square one? Tomas, how did you get involved in dance? How did you meet him in? Talk to us about the process here.
My first?
Yes.
Okay.
We complete.
My story is in a very little town. It's the last town in the northwest before to pass to Chile by the Andes mountain. And over there, when I was teenager, they create a cultural center where all the activities were free and have guitar, martial arts, typical folklorical dances, and tango, and many things. And it's happened to me, like, I have a lot of free time, and my friends sign in for different type of disciplines there, but I was alone taking my life, like, and my parents say me, you have to do something. You should do something. Your friends and everybody goes to the cultural center and you don't do nothing. When I go there, everything was already full. And the only signature, let's say, was tango. And of course, I don't know. I heard before my grandfather listen tangos. He have some albums, but I discovered the tango over there and was okay. Now I'm here doing what I love.
So, and how did you meet your partner?
This is a strange story too, because, for example, my mother have to go to the capital city, mm-hmm. because her work and all the family moved to the capital city. And I like to be on the theater groups, on the school. And I even was in the high school, on the same high school than Jimena, but we never crossed each other. Also, when we graduated, the last year of high school, we graduated, and the next year we have to go to the university. I signed in for be a lawyer, and she was already a study lawyer too, but never crossing each other. And one night in a milonga, we meet, we start to talk, and when we start to talk about our life, we actually were crossing each other many times. So I meet in this very hot night in Catamarca in summer to Jimena.
Yes, because we born in Catamarca, it's north of Argentina. And we have, it's not usual, we dance tango. It's very common for us, the folklore Argentina. For this reason, our play is about Atahualpa Yupanqui, is about our origins.
Origins,
yes.
So,
but this happened 23 years ago.
I'm curious, do you ever have disagreement? I mean, you're a couple.
Yeah.
But you're also artists together. So do you ever have disagreements, or how do you work that out? If you, for example, interpret a movement, let's say, or a mood differently, how do you work that out?
Oh, very good question, because this happens all the time. Because the most important thing is we conserve the individualism.
The individualism.
We are very, very strong individual person, but in the same way, we listen sometimes the music different, or we have a different idea, but the goal is the same. We love rehearsal, we love creation, but all the time is like we extend idea. With not say fighting, with
discussing.
We discussing a lot about the concept. It's a very immersed. It's like deep. It's not simple for us because we need discussing many, many things. But the goal is the same. We love dance together and create together a new thing and show the feelings when we dance.
Do you do anything with your, I know that Tomas is an author as well, but do you do anything with your law degree?
No, we abandoned our career of lawyer because at the moment we start to get involved more consistent on the career and then on the university. Also start to many dance companies start to hire us we start to flying all over the world very often and more constantly, and we don't have enough time for even practice enough, and it was a chaotic situation, not just with us, also with our parents too, you know?
Yes.
So, but at the end of the day, with choice what you really makes you feel happy.
Yeah.
And this is the point.
Yeah. So I think the luckiest thing in the world is to do what you love for your work, even if you don't necessarily get paid for it, you would still do it because you love it that much. And it's very important in life, I think, in a very rare situation.
Yes.
that happens. Yeah, I was just curious if you've been dancing and now teaching for 23 years, I believe. Am I correct?
Yes, together.
Yeah, together.
Before was dancing with another partners, me too. and in a different groups too, and we meet 23 years ago.
We grew up together, yes.
That's amazing. Oh, Richard's there. We have to go to quick break, and I don't know if Richard's playing you the music as we go, but I was picking specific tango music that I love. So, dear listener, this is a combined beautiful concert, dance and voice. We have this play. It's a play, Earth and Fire Walking, and this is a performance not to be missed at Center Stage Theater, Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m., the 16th and the 17th. And today, the 15th, if you're listening today, it's Friday, there's an ice cream social sponsored by Ale and Rafaela at a new tango studio in town, which is hidden, literally, in the old Sears building. What you're going to do today at 4 o'clock or 4 to 6, head over to Sears, look to see where the Airbus entrance is. You're going to see a lamp. In back of the lamp is going to be a curtain, and it's the secret entrance to Magnetica, the new tango studio. And you're going to meet in person Tomas and Jimena, and you're going to have a dish of ice cream and listen to some tango music and meet our artists of the weekend. Let's go to quick break, Richard. Don't turn that down. Back in a minute. I want to, over this break, Camilla and Ale, I want you to think of two questions each for our star artists. All right. So don't turn that down. Back in a minute.
All right. You're clear. Listen to that pretty music. Fluff up your hair.
Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart, and I am here with my friend Ale Bulgera, who is the founder of Nomad Tango, and she has brought for a number of years wonderful performers, and I try to, you know, Ale brings me the cream de la cream, and they are here today, Tomas and Jimena, and we're talking also with Camila Lima, and who is a beautiful soprano, both in face and voice, and we're talking about the show that will be presented at Center Stage Theater. It'll be Saturday it's at 7 and Sunday at 3, the 16th and the 17th. Today, you can meet the artist in a special ice cream social over at the old Sears building. And it's a secret way to get in. We'll tell you a little bit more as we close today. But I want to throw the floor open now. I would like Camila to ask two questions of the artist, and then also Ale two questions of the artist. Because I think that they will ask more insightful questions than I can. So please, Camila, what would you ask of them?
So first, I had thought I wanted to ask a more personal question, but then I want to focus more on the show. So I was like, what happens if you guys fight? You know, you have an argument and then get on the stage and dance and be like, how does that translate into your dance? How do you manage to, you know, to go about that and not let that show in the movements and the choreography?
Okay, I answered this. We are together long time, you know, I learned how with the, he is my husband too, but when we dance, we are partner, I can separate this, my relation with the partner and then my husband. And when I rehearse with Tomas and we have some discussion, we finish, I maintain this discussion inside the rehearsal and say, when finish the rehearsal, I say my husband, okay, let's go to dinner or let's go to the breakfast. For me, it's not complex, this, but I learned because we grew up together like 20 years before we're more teenager and we have a more, I don't know, more impulse, but now we are more mature in this situation. It's not simple, but we can manage in this this problem. What do you think?
For me, the most important is to this moment of discussions is the art. What we are doing about the expression. What is our goal about the expression? And all the discussions and all the things start to disappear if I really get involved in this mood I want to express. You know, so and later on probably different than her. Like she say, okay, let's go to dinner or something like that. Yeah. I start to, you know, to analyze different than her. For me, it's not like a...
Yeah, I say for me, it's I can separate, yeah.
I don't know if you understand.
Yeah, I get it. I think what you're saying is that, you know, you have a argument, a fight, and there's a black cloud hanging, and how you fight that through is that your wife Jimenea says, okay, let's just table this and we'll have a nice dinner, a nice breakfast, and Tomas thinks about it a little bit, but you're then able to separate yourselves as performers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. The expression is at this moment is the most important thing.
Do you feel that dancing brings you back together again?
Yes.
Yes. Definitely. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Because the sometimes the hard situation is not because of the discussion or fighting. Also in the life, in the real life, it's happened to you, or for example, some problems with her family or with my family or something like that, put you in a sad mood or something like that. And when you go to rehearsal or go to create at this moment, it's something makes you feel better, you know, and this is important, very important.
How can Camilla? I also like to put that question to you, as a singer. Let's say you are not happy for whatever reason, and you're performing at some of the world's greatest stages. So how do you then overcome this natural human feeling?
Well, I think that's part of the training as a performer. You learn how to overcome. You know, stage fright is a big thing, and you learn how to overcome stage fright. So in the same way that you set up your mind to overcome the stage fright, you have to overcome all other things. So the moment that, you know, the curtain rises, you've already mentalized yourself and put yourself in the scene and kind of leave everything else outside. And you've done your breathing exercises or your stretching, everything you need to do to get to that point where you're focused. And that's a large part of, for me as a singer, I imagine as dancers too, that's a big part of the preparation to be a performer. It's how to manage and deal with, you know, all the emotions that come with you, the fear, the stage fright, the day that you're not feeling well and something hurts or your throat is not doing well or you have asthma or... And work through that and manage to get on the stage and not show in your face all the things that are going on in your head. And it makes it harder, definitely, but it does make, I mean, when you manage to let go of that, it's a very satisfying thing to be on the stage, to forget about all the problems and suddenly become somebody else. And then you go back to all the problems the moment you get back home.
Yeah, there's always time for problems. I remember a famous choreographer, Bob Fosse. Mm. He used to say to his dancers, you know, the curtain's about to go up, and he'd say, showtime, like this. And everything stopped in the outside world. Yeah, it was showtime. So, yeah. So I get it. Ali, do you have two questions?
Well, I have an image. I always talk about the tango, you know, as the story of the three blind men that come upon an elephant. And one touches a part of the elephant and says, oh, the elephant is a long, squishy thing. And the other one touches the elephant and says, oh, this elephant is a big, round body. And the other one touches the elephant and says, oh, this is a very small rope. It's a bit like that I feel about tango. Tango is the elephant in the room that we see all different parts of it. So if you're not a dancer, you still have, tango can still come into your heart and do something for you. Now, these two artists that we have today are particularly interesting to me because they do that. They touch many parts of tango because they organize a milonga, they teach, they show. So I would like them to talk about how they see tango as a gift for humanity, what all the parts that they see of the elephant.
Oh, it's a very probably complex answer. But I will try to resume. For example, I see in the society, not just in US, also all over the world, maybe not too much in Argentina, even they have another problems already, very deep and very complicated, but I see a huge question about solitude here. And it's surprisingly to me, how when you walk in, at least on the places I used to go in Los Angeles, because I'm living already in Los Angeles, how even the people don't look at you for just they are perceiving you pass. I don't want to they look at me everyone's, but this kind of distances, this kind of don't exist, literally don't exist to even is very hard. And I see like at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure they feel something, a huge loneliness, you know, even if they have a family or a relation or whatever. But when most of the people go to tango, they discover this kind of expression, because tango is many, many, many things. I don't know how to define, but they find this kind of expression and they recover in a point this encounter. Of course, this is the paradox. They find with another people, but on the same time, I feel they find themselves, you know, through this relation they have, not just with the music, not just with the poetry, not just with the ambient, also with the people goes there, you know. So
okay, so let me see if I can summarize. I think that's brilliant. Tango could be looked at, discovered, enjoyed as an antidote to the essential loneliness of our lives in 2023, so crowded but yet so distant from each other.
Yes. Yes.
Still describes life. Yes.
And also, sorry, but so Tomás is also describing another aspect of tango, which is the healing aspect that I heard in there. And that did tango heal you of?
Yes. For example, me personally, when it's passed last year, it was a little bit difficult because we've been ready to conquest the world after the pandemic, but doesn't happen like that. You know, we used to travel a lot in many places and organize with different organizers and many things, but we've been more than almost 2 years, just in one place in Los Angeles and sometimes traveling to San Francisco. And Dallas too, but that's it. And what I can say.
Yeah, I get it. So there's a little bit of a post-traumatic pandemic thing happening. Yeah. I get it. Richard's giving us a sign we have to go to quick break. So hold that thought, Tomas, and Richard's going to give us a few minutes break. And then when we get back, I'd love to hear the end of that thought process, so that there's something to do with right now, 2023, where we're recovering. And Tango maybe can help us recover in spite of ourselves. So hold that thought. And Richard, let's go to quick break. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart, and I'm speaking with my friend Ale Folguera, who is the founder of Nomad Tango. She's bringing to us a show, which is almost, I don't know if you should call it a show, ballet, multimedia performance, Earth and Fire Walking. This is a stereotype-defying love story. It's Argentine tango and physical theater, also with beautiful music in the Folgloria style, I understand, by Camila Lima. We have heard Camila here once before in performance in Santa Barbara, and we were talking about what an art form like tango can do for the soul. And Tomas had this amazing comment that I want to have him continue upon. He said that, you know, there he is in his big city, Los Angeles, and he will be on the street and people do not necessarily see each other. They don't acknowledge each other. There's a emptiness around this, even the exposure to other people. And that his art form, tango, for example, and can fulfill some kind of a lonely feeling inside. And Ale over the break said, well, Ale, go ahead and start by saying, first you look. Go ahead. Oh, you're on mute still, Ale.
Now, I was just saying that tango starts by looking at each other, crossing eyes and locking eyes. And then there's a signal that you do with the head that are you in agreement, we want to dance. And then if the other person agrees, there's the hug. And all of that is in the milonga, dancing or not dancing, or even if you come to the theater with us, I was saying that is part of our, the fabric of our group. We hug, we meet that way. So we create a space in which that happens, and it's incredibly healing, that connection.
And Tomas, you were also saying, I want to continue this thought, that the pandemic, you know, we've been through it, now we're in recovery, although people are still, you know, being sick, for example. How you said that the pandemic stole a little bit of the ability to perform, and I can understand that, because Ali's telling us how the tango is so physical. You know, and there you are, you can't become more than 6 feet from somebody.
Was very hard for the artist in life and for tango especially, because you say the truth, it's very close to the other person. We need to discover a new way for teaching again, for example, via Zoom, and was very, very deep. We have a time for, it's like a stop the life for everybody. And when we come back, it was very special. And now the tango is again more and increase more, and the people come back. But the people before, still with a little fears about contact with the other person.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Camila, did you have the same experience during Now that we're in recovery, did you have the same experience? Oh, Richard's saying we have to say goodbye. I guess we'll have to say yes or no, Camille.
Yes.
Yes, okay. I just one more shout out. This is a performance at Center Stage Theater, 16th and 17th, Saturday at 7, Sunday at 3. Nomad Tango's where you're going to get your tickets. Capital letters, Tango Love gets you a discount. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.